Hello, this is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our quick form podcast where we'll talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. In each episode, we'll talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. Please enjoy our podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Our guest. Welcome, Patrick, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Joe. Very sunny Wednesday in Seattle. Great pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Good. So we've asked Patrick to be on the call today. He's a broker with the Windermere Yarrow Bay office. After serving several years in corporate America, including leading a sales team at Nordstrom, in 2016, Patrick packed his bags and moved from San Francisco to Seattle and now resides in Kirkland, Washington. Patrick does a great job of using social media to push out his brand and brand awareness. And so today we're going to talk about how he uses social media to push out his brand, his name to the general public. Before we get started on the questions, Patrick, I just have a few stats that I want to share with our audience, numbers that they should know. And by the way, there are probably 100 plus social media platforms, Instagram and TikTok and others that agents use. Facebook happens to be the number one social media platform used today, even more than Instagram. So what we should know is that there are 2.5 billion, that's billion with a B, active monthly users on Facebook. Of those users, 74% of them log into Facebook daily and spend on average 38 minutes on that one platform, just the one platform called Facebook, 38 minutes a day. Facebook stories attract 500 million daily users. 60% of Americans watch videos on Facebook, 90 million small businesses use Facebook to promote their product or service, and 91% of all home purchasers are active on Facebook or some other social media platform. So today, I want to talk about why social media is important, and more importantly, how do we practically use it in our real estate career? So Patrick, the first question I have for you is, what platforms do you use, and maybe share with us why?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you mentioned, Facebook is primarily like my go-to for social media. Facebook and Instagram for two different reasons. So like you said, stating the obvious and also based on data and actually responses too. Facebook is like the most active and busy platform for me. My family members are on it, regardless of whichever part of the world they're in. And also a lot of our industry partners and realtors are very active on Facebook. It catches a wide demographic and age group as well. And the other one that I normally use is Instagram, because that one feels a lot more organic to me, a lot more relatable. I do like the ease of use. It's so user-friendly for me. It's also quite entertaining, you know, whether it's scrolling through the posts, stories of my friends in my sphere, as well as like what you mentioned, like reels, the videos. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I make sure to post on both. I make sure to stay active on both. And because I can manage it, you know, I've scaled it to just two that I can consistently utilize and stay relevant. There are so many other ones that, like you mentioned, there's TikTok, right? And I wanted to be able to just keep it to a number that I can personally and directly manage myself.
Good, I think it's important. How well you can manage those without spending all your time on social media and not time for other things. But by the way, Facebook and Instagram are the two most used platforms, especially in the real estate space. So what kind of content do you share? Like, do you share like real estate, like new listings or just sold or market updates? How often do you typically share? How many times per day or per week do you post?
Yeah, no. When I first started incorporating my business, real estate, into my social media, my very first year, my goal was, it was not achievable and not realistic. I really wanted to, and I speak for myself, okay? So I kudos to the real estate experts or brokers out there that can do it multiple times throughout the day. But that was my goal when I first started. And I wanted to make sure that every single post that I did was about my tours, you know, such a beautiful staging at a property. And what I did was on my stories, my posts, I would do five to eight posts, like a combination of stories, a reel, maybe a social media square, an actual post every single day. And it got to a point, Joe, I felt like my page was so saturated with the business, and it didn't feel like it was Patrick. So to answer your question, now I just try to make sure that I stay top of mind, whether that means 2 to 3 posts a week. And then the ones, the audience that are constantly truly on their phones, they tend to be on watching people's stories. So that I try to incorporate at least 1 to 2 every single day. And those are like the stories or posts, or excuse me, content that disappear within 24 hours.
Give us an example. I love that. Give us an example of what that story might look like.
A story, I would do a combination of, you know, my activities throughout the day, which shows that I am a human being, as opposed to just a story of, I just sold, you know, a beautiful waterfront property, or I'm using that as an example. Whether it could be just something as funny as me parked outside of an H Mart or a 7-Eleven for lunch, you know, and then I'll take a photo of whatever it is, my sushi, my $8 sushi or a sandwich, and clearly shows the 7-Eleven like wrapper or like packaging on it. And I'll try to be like funny about it and show and caption it with, you know, glamorous life of a realtor, you know, or road warrior. And I think it's genuine, but also catchy and funny. And I find humor in that. I think I get responses, direct messages from people. And it shows everyone that two things, you know, I'm relatable. Like, wow, there's a little bit about Patrick that we haven't seen, is that he actually loves sushi, or he actually will eat, you know, I'm very adaptable. And then also it shows that I'm hustling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, there's different ways to do it. Or sometimes even it's just like as simple as, you know, a beautiful potted plant that I see at one of my showings, right? It's like calm before the storm, because the craziness of like my day starts at 3 or 4 o'clock, later in the day. So just small little tidbits like that, like a glimpse into the life of a realtor of Patrick De Leon.
So I love the human element part of it. I think so often when we think of social media posts in real estate, we're posting the new listing or the just sold. And I think that stuff's okay. And it's important. But the human element, the sandwich or the potted plant, or you do a lot of things with your friends where you're posting things about friend gatherings that you're having or parties that you're attending, and those sorts of things that show the human side of us. Kind of a follow-up question in two parts before we leave the market update stuff. One of the tools I know a lot of agents use is the home update. I'm not sure if you're using that or some sort of East Side market update that goes on a monthly or quarterly basis. Where do you, are you using something like that you're pushing out like on a monthly or quarterly basis? And where do you find the content? Is it something you find from the Windermere Hub? Tell us where we would find that information, how you push it out.
Thank you. Yeah, I thank you for reminding me, because I try to incorporate that as well. I could be a little bit more consistent, but when I do sit down and try to like craft something, I'm very fortunate because we do get, and I say this genuinely, we get really good content from Windermere. You know, through the work site or through our staff, they send it out to all of the brokers. And of course, it's more of a standard set of data. And what I'd like to do is, without deviating from and skewing the numbers, I try to take that and take a moment, whether it's 15 minutes or half an hour, and put like the Patrick voice in the captions and making it shorter. So what I do is two different things typically. With that market update that we, for example, East Side market update that we have available, I would utilize that and send that to my sphere through an email blast. So through Emma, our staff, our team will help send it out to my clients or my sphere or a specific day of the week, usually Monday. So Monday market update at 10 a.m. So they'll do that. And then also I'll create a condensed version that's a little bit more concise. Use that as a caption for my reel, my Instagram reel or my Facebook reel. What that does really is, again, staying top of mind and also instills confidence and aligns with like the verbal advice that I help, that I provide to my existing active clients, right? Because most of them do follow me on social media. So when I say, hey, you know, market's picking up, like, is it really picking up? Or is this Patrick pushing us to like buy now? No, it's the numbers don't lie. You know, I don't advise based on gut feeling, but rather based on data. So having that in my back pocket care of Windermere and making that, you know, creating this spin and turning it into like Patrick's voice, it's more relatable. It's genuine and sincere. And like, oh, okay, you know what? This is the word that's getting around, you know, at least in like my, you know, in my small little snow globe, right? All of the data points are aligned and in sync with one another.
Yeah. And I think you're to your point. I think our company, Windermere, does a better job than most in terms of pushing out monthly information or weekly information. I love the Monday report. I use it in the coaching program all the time. I just think it's great information. And it's given to us on a weekly basis. So my 30-second elevator pitch when people ask about the real estate market is the Monday market report. I just regurgitate the information. Kind of another follow-up question to that would be, is there a particular time or of day or a particular day in the week in which you push things? I think you said you do things daily, but when you post things like videos, do you do it at a particular time? Is there a particular time of day where maybe the audience might be greater to watch your reels?
Yes. This is probably common knowledge for the ones that are already active on social media. But if this is something that you want to dabble or you dip your toes into, I find that from my personal experience, posting it between 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., I'm able to maximize the audience. In the beginning, I just started noticing I get sad when I post something and like early in the morning. And after 2 days, like, wait, I only got 5 likes on it. Nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. But there's actually, there's a formula and math to it. And I'm not aspiring to have 1,000 or 2,000 like reactions or likes. I just want to make sure that it actually catches the eyeballs. Mm-hmm. And so I think posting it 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, our local time in Seattle, does a few things to the benefit of, you know, like my social media efforts. Is that number one, I think that's a time when people are tend to come back from their lunch breaks, if they do get one, a little bit more relaxed in a happier mood, and then like just, you know, sort of like passively scrolling, and that even if they don't like my post, I'm sure higher chances that they've seen it. And then also time zone difference. So, you know, especially if you're in your sphere catches, you know, like perhaps the corporate world, you have a lot of people that are friends that are maybe also traveling to the Central Time, East Coast Time, that's still within their office hours, mm-hmm. between 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in the evening. Otherwise, if you post too early, you're leaving some audience on the table. And then also later in the afternoon, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock is probably family time and bedtime for some time zones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. So between 1 and 2 Pacific time generally is a good hour for peak viewers.
Yes.
I want to switch gears just slightly. You have so much fun with your videos. You incorporate music. You incorporate, I call them voiceovers for the lack of a better term, where you're using maybe a dialogue from maybe a movie or a funny commercial or something where you're using somebody else's voice, you're on camera, lip syncing the lyrics or the dialogue. It's, I think it's brilliantly done. I think it's funny. I think it's entertaining. But tell us, how do you do that? I mean, if I'm somebody that's, well, I want to be on social media and I want to create a funny video, where do you pull the information from? How difficult is it for you to add a voice that isn't your own, or to add music to a just listed video that might capture my attention? What are the mechanics of doing that?
Yes. So for my reels, and just to clarify, I did experiment and I was very active with the creation of reels in, I would say a year and a half ago. I've kind of slowed down a little bit because the truth is it's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. I still recommend that people try it out if it's something that they want to explore. Basically, I look for videos on social media, TikTok as an inspiration, but for execution, I use Facebook and Instagram. I look for videos, I watch videos that have very high engagement rate, you know, whether it's likes or views, and then I extract that audio, and then I apply that to the life of a real estate broker. So it takes some practice being able to, do the lip sync. It will take some time to be able to get it correctly, the videos and formulating and creating the idea. But it does pay off in a sense that clients and my sphere love it. They comment on it. And then not only that, they will show it to their friends and family and say, this is my agent, you know, so. It does take time to do it, but it's all available. All the information resources are available, obviously online, but the content itself or the audio within Instagram and TikTok.
So do you have an app on your phone that you're using? Are you using your iPhone to create the videos? Do I need special equipment, or can I use my iPhone to create the reels?
Yes, an iPhone or any mobile phone that you have, or Android, a tripod will come in handy. So happy to share a link for the tripod that I get or that I have from Amazon. It's a very low investment. I mean, you can find one simply for like $20 or $30. It's just something that will help you create the angles that you need, whether you're recording at your office at home or when you're at your open house. So it's really the patience. The patience is key to learning, but equipment, it's just your mobile phone and a tripod.
Roughly how long does it take? Just give us an idea in terms of time. 20 minutes, an hour, 3 hours. How long, if you're going to create a video that I want to put, a 30-second video, let's say, that I'm going to push out on social media, Facebook or Instagram, yeah, roughly how much time do you invest in creating that?
It comes in two parts for me. Usually I come up with the idea when I am in bed or my idle moment when I can't sleep, you know, I'm just resting and I will think of something and, you know, I'll find a video that inspires me to, oh my gosh, this is a relatable audio that can be applied for example, frustrated and exhausted buyers, you know? So it's a motivational audio and I'll think of that, you know, okay, you know what? I'm going to execute this. And then I will think of a setting, environment, or time where I can actually execute it. Formulating the idea for me is usually fast, usually 5 to 10 minutes. I'll think of it maybe the night prior, the day before. And then if I know I have a pretty cool appointment or location I'm going to be in the next day or the next 2 days, I use that as my location. Filming it can take me anywhere between, maybe fastest is 15 minutes to like 45 minutes, depending on how long also the audio is. So it does depend. But yeah, I think different strategies. For me, some of my videos are a little bit longer where it's like 30 seconds, 20 seconds. There are some social media, driven brokers or realtors where they care more about the frequency. So their videos are a little bit shorter, like 5 seconds or 10 seconds.
So here's a kind of a follow-up question to that even. If you had to point to a particular video or in a minute we'll talk about the Tuesday testimonials, which I think is brilliant. Is there a particular type of video or post that you do that gets the most amount of likes or the most amount of attention or feedback?
Yes, I think the cheesier the better.
Cheesier the better.
Cheesier the better. I remember creating these reels about, you know, how I attract buyers to my open houses. And there's one where I'm literally sitting on the floor leaning against like the window. And, you know, I'm just basically waving at every single person, neighbor that's walking by. People thought that was funny because that's not the reality of how it works, but that's how I feel deep inside. You know, it's like, please just come to my open house. You know, I'm not creepy at all. I'm super friendly. And I don't care whether or not you buy this house, but secretly I do. Please buy it.
All right. So here's the coup de grace, Tuesday testimonials. Yeah. I love the fact that two things. You're getting testimonials from your friends, your clients, the people that care about you. Because I think it matters who says it, right? We can tell people how knowledgeable we are, how good we are at what we do. But I think it matters when other people say that about us. So you're not only using testimonials very effectively on social media, but you're having fun with it. And I took the time over the weekend to watch a few of your testimonials on social media, and the music that you use, I found, first of all, I recognized the songs and it captivated my attention, right? Captured my attention. It held me captive as I'm listening to the song and singing to the song. And by doing so, I was reading the testimonial. I think oftentimes if we don't add music or something fun in the background, we see the testimony that somebody said nice things about Patrick and we move on. But the music held me there. And as a result, I read the testimonials and I'm like, oh, he is a great agent and he is super friendly and he is really funny. So tell me about Tuesday testimonials. How'd you come up with that idea? And tell me how you create those.
Yeah. So the Tuesday testimonial is actually already, believe it or not, quite common in the industry. So to simplify the process and to inspire you to post what, you know, throughout the week, people have created a theme for every single day of the week. So Mondays are, you know, because it rhymes, Monday market update, Tuesday testimonials, Wednesday, for me at least, it's Wednesday wisdom. So if I have any tips or advice that I can post on social media, whether it's just a selfie and it's like, hey, you know, hi again, it's me, Wednesday wisdom, here's a little bit. Thursdays is throwback Thursday. So maybe like old posts, success stories that I have, throwback photos of me with my family, showing a little bit about my personal side. Then Friday is a free for all. Going back to Tuesday testimonials, I used to be very shy about asking for reviews from my clients. And when I started gaining the confidence, you know, and thinking to myself, hey, that's a disservice to my other clients, previous clients that trusted me and believed in me and chose me as the realtor, it's a disservice to them if I'm not proud of myself and my services. So I started asking for reviews, and people, my clients, are very kind and sweet and posted on Zillow or Google. But nobody really looks on there. Nobody does unless they're truly already, you know, in the market. So I said, you know what I'm going to do is grab some of these real reviews, very kind and generous comments, condense it, maybe take one or two sentences, put it on social media with a photo of myself, not the house, always a photo of myself, because they're talking about me. And then I layer it with like an audio, a very relevant music and timely. So sometimes if the keywords there is like, you know, Patrick's always there for us, he's always there to answer our questions, then I get, you know, I put on, let's say, I'll Be There, you know, by by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So like you're reading these words, a very short 2 or 3 sentence review about Patrick, and then, you know, just call my name and I'll be there. You know, so it's
Michael Jackson in the background.
Yes. And then just recently, today is a Wednesday, but on Sunday was the Oscars. So I posted one on Monday, and it was a truly a beautiful house in Kirkland that went pending. And I was super happy for my sellers. And you know what? I said, what should be my audio for this? You know what? The Oscars, because it's magnificent. It's award winning. It's like, it's a very worthy home, you know, to be under contract that fast. So using the intro music for the Oscars was, thank you. You know,
I love it.
Creative about it. And because that was also on the news on Monday. It's on all social media. It's all the red carpet Oscar winners. So just thinking of different ways to catch people's attention.
Yeah, I love it. And one of the things you mentioned too is sometimes you get a testimonial that might be paragraphs long, and you don't want to share that, but you grab 2 or 3 sentences and condense it. So yeah, sometimes less is more. I love that. You know, in addition to brand awareness, I know when we spoke a few days ago, you mentioned that part of your social media presence has given you more of a platform or recognition with brokers in the broker community, the brokers within the office, people that you're maybe getting referral business from. Tell us about how that's given you maybe an elevated position with some of the, well, hopefully Michael can edit this part out. So
I apologize. Our office apparently lost connection to the internet.
Oh, okay. No worries. Well, let's just finish this thing up, and then hopefully Michael can edit out the dead space in the tube. So we're just finishing up on talking about getting referral business from agents, seasoned agents in the office. Go ahead.
Yes. So it was a secret of mine for a while where I started to get my business where I can. And one way that I did that was, you know, when I was starting in the industry, I thought I wanted to learn from the best of the best. And how do I ensure that I'm at top of my, for the seasoned brokers, top performing brokers? I really thought of it as tuition, you know, being of service to them, working alongside with, you know, the big names. And then on top of that, also the ones that I'm trying to attract, but haven't had the confidence or the energy to meet them or opportunity to meet them face to face was, you know what, I'm going to show them that I am actually a busy broker. I'm going to show them that I'm always out there. I'm previewing properties. And truly, as a result, within my first year in real estate, I safe to say, I think I've had at least 9 transactions that were either a co-purchase or a co-list. You know, I think that was a good way for me to show them, the seasoned brokers and my colleagues, that, hey, if they're going on vacation, think of Patrick, because Patrick is so active. You know, if I need support because this is a little bit maybe further out from where I normally work, let's just say the broker is primarily on the east side, and maybe the clients that are looking to purchase would be somewhere down in Renton. It's not horrible drive, but not, you know, conducive or not healthy for their current, you know, state of their business or other obligations such as family. You know, pick me, please pick me, interview me. So that has helped me in so many different ways. I've even had some brokers approach me before, like, hey, you're so busy, I don't know if you have time. And secretly in my head, I have all the time in the world.
I have lots of time.
Please pick me, you know, please pick me. So, but yeah, no, I think that's one way to think of, you know, opportunities to grow your business. The low hanging fruit truly are your colleagues. If you can earn their trust, you can show them that you're active in the business, and especially on social media, that's the first hook. It will truly help you. It will help you tremendously.
I love that. So final question, and I'm always encouraging people that social media, and I think, is as much about what we share as it is about what other people share, what other people post, our friends, our clients, you know, family members. And we often talk about pain and pleasure in the coaching program, that people make their buying and selling decisions, whether it's a house or a new car or a pizza, right? We make buying and selling decisions based on two things, pain and pleasure. And I think that social media is a great place to go and watch for pain, watch for pleasure, and then be bold enough to reach out to those people with a note or a call, or an invitation to coffee. How do you, are you using social media in that regard? Are you watching what other people post? Are you commenting, liking? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think social media is a great avenue for reminder, you know, about milestones in a person's life. What I normally do in the mornings is that when you actually check on Facebook, if their birthday is public, it does remind you in the morning that it's their birthday. So, however, what I like to do is, instead of just messaging them on Facebook, writing a comment and say happy birthday, I'll go on my phone and I'll text them directly, you know, and then I will say things like, hey, you know, hey, Joe, happy birthday. I hope this year is everything. I know you'll be very busy today, but this is overdue. I'd love to take you out for coffee, you know, happy birthday, right? Making it more personalized, or sometimes, you know, even just as simple as commenting on and supporting a proud moment, maybe for parents, new parents, and they have this baby and, you know, photo of their baby is on social media, you know, 15, 25 photos in a day. It's quite a lot, but you know what? It's their true joy. You got to support that, you know? So commenting on how cute their babies are, like their family and how lovely they are, expressing really how you feel about them means more than you can imagine. And always taking it, you know, in a private setting, right? So I think commenting and, you know, commenting and like complimenting them in public is great, but also telling them through a direct message, Facebook Messenger or Instagram messaging or text message goes a long way. It truly goes a long way and it's more genuine and sincere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody once shared with me that the two most liked or commented posts would be pets, so your dog or cat, or small children. So
yes.
So I love it. Well, Patrick, thanks so much for being with us today. If people have questions about anything you shared today, is there an email that you can share with us? If somebody wanted to reach out to you with a few questions, like tell us where you buy the tripod. How do I get that? How do people reach out?
Absolutely. Always happy to help. And I would love to also share with you how I do it. It's a manageable and, you know, scale, simplifying it, creating like a template or a cookie cutter. And I promise you, when you see my social media, I don't have that many followers, but it's worked for me. Reach out at patrick@windermere.com. patrick@windermere.com. I promise I'll respond to you. It takes a village to win. Go Windermere.
I love it. Patrick, thanks for being our guest today. I really appreciate it. Great information.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good day.
So if you like what you heard today, please feel free to share it with someone. If you have ideas or topics you'd like to hear in the future, please reach out to me, joe@joegalindocoaching.com. Likewise, if you are interested in learning more about the coaching program, you can also reach out to me. We'll tell you more about the coaching program. As we like to say at Windermere Coaching, be awesome and help someone. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to our Windermere Coaching Minute. We hope you found this content helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. And we'll always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody, and make it a great day.